Attalam University Proficiency Exam. Listening. Listening 1. You are going to listen to 10 recordings. You are going to listen to them once only. You will have 10 seconds to read each question and answer. After the recording, you'll have 10 seconds to choose the correct answer. Circle the correct answer as in the example.
Example. Listen to the conversation. Where is the man's passport?
I can't find my passport. I thought I left it in the car.
No, I put it in your briefcase. It's on the table in the kitchen.
The correct answer is B.
Number 1.
Are you nervous?
Not as nervous as I thought I'd be.
Well, there's no reason why you shouldn't pass. You've had enough lessons.
I know. I reckon I've got a good chance. Fingers crossed.
Number 2.
The problem with Sean is that you get the feeling he isn't really interested in anyone else.
Why do you think that?
Well, he never stops talking about himself for one thing.
I don't know. I think he talks a lot to cover up the fact that he's actually quite shy.
Shy? Do you think so?
Yes, especially with large groups of people. I mean, when you get him on his own, he's completely different. You just don't know him well enough.
Number 3.
Hi, Sarah. It's me, Kathy. Listen, your mobile's switched off at the moment, and I don't know when you'll get this message, but I've just found out something amazing. James Duffy is signing copies of his latest CD, Writing on the Wall, in the music store tonight at 7 p.m. Can you believe it? He's such a star. There's no way I'm going to miss it. Do you want to go too? Give me a ring anyway, as soon as you get this message. Bye.
Number 4.
So, how are the Spanish lessons going?
Don't ask. I thought I was good at languages, but I think I've changed my mind.
Well, you're going on holiday to Spain soon, aren't you? That will be a great opportunity to improve, orally at least.
I hope so. That's why I'm going to a really small town where hopefully no one speaks English.
Number 5.
I've just finished reading Memories of Tokyo. It's an amazing book.
Really?
Yes. It's so convincing. You wouldn't believe that it wasn't written by a Japanese woman.
Oh, I thought it was. Who wrote it then?
A man from the United States who spent a long time living in Japan. He obviously researched it very well, though. You'll have to read it for yourself.
Number 6.
If you ask me, we'd all be better off without mobile phones.
Why do you say that? I don't think I could live without mine.
Of course you could. What did we do before we had them? I mean, most of the conversations I have on my mobile are about such trivial things. I think they just encourage people to waste time talking on the phone.
Number 7.
One of the most interesting things for me is the differences between different cultures in this area. And I'm not just talking about the obvious things. For example, that Italians wave their arms about more than the English. I was on holiday in Bulgaria recently, and no one had told me that Bulgarians shake their heads to mean yes. To me, shaking your head means the exact opposite, no. So it was quite confusing when everyone started shaking their head.
Number 8.
Yes, the booking is for 6 nights from July the 19th to the 24th, leaving on the 25th. Sorry? But that's impossible. I've paid a deposit and you sent me a fax confirming it. Can you check again? Yes, it's Baker. B-A-K-E-R. What's that? No, it was definitely July, not June. A double room, yes. I paid the deposit over a month ago.
Number 9.
When I was 18, I couldn't wait to leave home. I was dying to be independent.
It's quite natural, really. Everyone wants to have their freedom at that age. So you weren't homesick when you went to university?
Not at all.
Number 10.
Poor Steve. He's really depressed about failing his exams.
Well, what did he expect? He was out partying every night when we were all revising. And I don't think he's been to a single lecture this term. No wonder he did so badly.
This is the end of the listening one. Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers. Listening to. You are going to listen to a lecture given by an expert. Listen to the lecture twice for questions 11 to 20 and choose the best answer. Now you have 2 minutes to read the questions.
Among the many charitable organizations making a difference in the world today, Doctors Without Borders deserve special praise. Doctors Without Borders is abbreviated as MSF for its French name, Médecins Sans Frontières. It was created by journalists and doctors in France in 1971. Today, it is an international organization with associations based in 19 countries in Europe, North America, and East Asia. It provides independent medical assistance to those who cannot afford it. Staff members work in roughly 60 countries where violence, epidemics, or natural disasters threaten the health of the population. MSF is not connected to any government or business and has strict ethical standards. It strives to guarantee its freedom to provide assistance everywhere and to remain independent of religious, political, and economic interests. This is accomplished by relying on volunteers and donations from the public. Its objective is not to send activists into the countries it serves. However, its website does inform readers that the organization reserves the right to bring attention to neglected crises or abuse of the aid system and to advocate for improved medical treatments. For example, in 2004 and 2005, MSF took its concern for the crisis in Darfur to the United Nations Security Council. More than 20,000 amazing MSF doctors, nurses, administrators, laboratory technicians, and mental health professionals work providing aid around the world every day. According to its website, in 2009 alone, MSF medical teams delivered 110,000 babies, treated 1.1 million people for malaria, vaccinated 7.9 million people against meningitis, and conducted 50,000 surgeries. Malnutrition is a massive problem, especially in parts of Africa and South Asia. It contributes to at least one-third of the 8 million deaths of children under the age of 5. Doctors Without Borders treated over 200,000 suffering children with simple foods such as enriched flour, milk, and peanut butter. Because it can set up health facilities and mobile clinics in remote areas, MSF has been able to respond quickly to emergencies such as earthquakes in India and floods in Myanmar. In addition, information on many of the diseases treated by MSF doctors in the field has contributed to research into new vaccines and treatments. Field workers for Doctors Without Borders receive a small monthly salary, free transportation to their countries, and room and board. Working among the poor suffering from health problems can be tiring and frustrating. An MSF volunteer from Canada who was working in Chad blogged, "Some days with MSF, I feel that we are really making a difference. Other days, I struggle with our limitations and the changes we don't or can't make. However, there are also important accomplishments, as Angeline Wee, a doctor from Singapore, wrote in her blog from the Democratic Republic of Congo. In the past couple of weeks, we have finally managed to deliver water tanks, furniture, and other materials. We have started our maternity services, and we will finally function as a 24-hour health center next week." Doctors Without Borders has had a tremendous social impact, and in 1999, MSF received the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of this important work.
Now, listen again.
Among the many charitable organizations making a difference in the world today, Doctors Without Borders deserve special praise. Doctors Without Borders is abbreviated as MSF for its French name, Médecins Sans Frontières. It was created by journalists and doctors in France in 1971. Today, it is an international organization with associations based in 19 countries in Europe, North America, and East Asia. It provides independent medical assistance to those who cannot afford it. Staff members work in roughly 60 countries where violence, epidemics, or natural disasters threaten the health of the population. MSF is not connected to any government or business and has strict ethical standards. It strives to guarantee its freedom to provide assistance everywhere and to remain independent of religious, political, and economic interests. This is accomplished by relying on volunteers and donations from the public. Its objective is not to send activists into the countries it serves. However, its website does inform readers that the organization reserves the right to bring attention to neglected crises or abuse of the aid system and to advocate for improved medical treatments. For example, in 2004 and 2005, MSF took its concern for the crisis in Darfur to the United Nations Security Council. More than 20,000 amazing MSF doctors, nurses, administrators, laboratory technicians, and mental health professionals work providing aid around the world every day. According to its website, in 2009 alone, MSF medical teams delivered 110,000 babies, treated 1.1 million people for malaria, vaccinated 7.9 million people against meningitis, and conducted 50,000 surgeries. Malnutrition is a massive problem, especially in parts of Africa and South Asia. It contributes to at least one-third of the 8 million deaths of children under the age of 5. Doctors Without Borders treated over 200,000 suffering children with simple foods such as enriched flour, milk, and peanut butter. Because it can set up health facilities and mobile clinics in remote areas, MSF has been able to respond quickly to emergencies such as earthquakes in India and floods in Myanmar. In addition, information on many of the diseases treated by MSF doctors in the field has contributed to research into new vaccines and treatments. Field workers for Doctors Without Borders receive a small monthly salary, free transportation to their countries, and room and board. Working among the poor suffering from health problems can be tiring and frustrating. An MSF volunteer from Canada who was working in Chad blogged, "Some days with MSF, I feel that we are really making a difference. Other days, I struggle with our limitations and the changes we don't or can't make. However, there are also important accomplishments, as Angeline Wee, a doctor from Singapore, wrote in her blog from the Democratic Republic of Congo. In the past couple of weeks, we have finally managed to deliver water tanks, furniture, and other materials. We have started our maternity services, and we will finally function as a 24-hour health center next week." Doctors Without Borders has had a tremendous social impact, and in 1999, MSF received the Nobel Peace Prize in recognition of this important work.
This is the end of listening to. Now you have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now you have 2 minutes to transfer your answers to the optic form.